My primary school teacher, Mrs. Turner, taught us 8-year-olds that the hardest questions were the simplest ones. Who are you? What is life? When is now? Where are we? Music is one of the few things capable of answering those questions, and so is playing an instrument. Playing the viola sometimes feels like a fight against gravity. The instrument can seem long and heavy, and if you don't have your hold balanced just so, the viola can weigh you down. If you have it balanced well, however, gravity helps you, especially your bow, to pull a nutty, rich sound from the instrument. Practice, practice, practice. It is such a joy playing an instrument when you feel you can do anything, explore any emotion, describe any sound world with your body. When you are music fit. One of the pieces I play when I am viola fit is Schumann's Adagio and Allegro in A-flat major. This was written originally for the horn, but A-flat is a rich, warm key on the viola as well. None of the brightness of the open A string is allowed, nor the D string, so the viola sounds slightly muted, with just the sympathetic vibrations of the G and C strings to support the sound directly. It is the sound of evening drawing in. Schumann had very few good years available to him, between the ones he spent fighting Clara Wieck's dad for the right to marry his daughter, and before his syphilis consumed him. When we think of the brief lives of these composers and the amount of work they left behind, it is rather sobering, isn't it, to think what is possible in 46 years in Schumann's case, or 35 in Mozart's, or 31 for Schubert. And to think of all the things they had to contend with, health and money and love-wise, makes me realise how much time I must waste. The Adagio is a tricky piece to perform, as its phrase lengths are rather unusual. Often phrases have a natural rise and fall, a predictability and regular form to them, but Schumann's don't. His music was so irregular for the time that people often shunned it. Schumann's music in the Adagio is off-kilter and seems to ask a perpetual question. It's only towards the end of the Adagio that the climax gives us a vague answer. But when the end comes, we are still not sure of ourselves. Just like Robert, with his terrible self-doubt. Was life for him, with his decaying mind, a constant series of teeth-gritting denials? My primary school teacher, Mrs. Turner, taught us 8-year-olds that the hardest questions were the simplest ones. Who are you? What is life? When is now? Where are we? Schumann asks these questions all the time in his music. And sometimes, we hear the answer.